Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor, Golden Bachelor recap podcast hosted by Mel and a racial best friend duo. Big movement in the power rankings this week. I don't know about yours, but mine are shaken up by the events.
I'm doing personal, my power rankings, who I like the most. I'm not doing anything to do with what Gary's going to end up with. And there was some big movement.
Well, you haven't done them yet, so these would be your initial rankings.
But I had it in my head, and there's big movement, okay?
Is AB still an Askin man? That's what
Askin's
we want to know.
Dissolved, Rim.
Spoiler alert, that's what we're going to find out through the episode, yeah. If AB remains loyal to his deposed leader. Episode 4. Teresa, doing some cardio out back, expressing a little regret over making Kathy feel bad the other night. Do you think Teresa means that when she says it?
Yeah, I think Teresa is genuine as they come, Rim. I think
this is a 180.
I think she just, you know, talks a little too much about stuff that happens. She's an oversharer, Rim. She doesn't mean to do it. She's not meaning it maliciously. I think I said that last week.
Has no clue why anyone would be even slightly annoyed by this, because yeah. We go inside. Trista Suter makes a big entrance, the first bachelorette, and she's sitting on the couch with them, kind of explaining to the group who she is in her bachelor journey, which is I was on the first season, mm-hmm. Then they made me the first bachelorette. And before you know it, Teresa...
sharing the details.
She compares Trista being the first bachelorette to Teresa getting the first date on this season of The Golden Bachelor, which I just think are...
She just overshares, Rim. Yeah. She doesn't mean anything by it.
That's not oversharing. That is... We've flipped on this. Teresa just doesn't realize, like, those aren't the same things. And really just kind of let Trista explain what's going on. This isn't about you. This is a group thing. Descartes is Ellen, Sandra, Susan, Nancy, April, Teresa, Kathy, and Faith, which means Leslie gets the one-on-one. Faith was, again, going on and on about getting the first impression rose and nothing since. At this point, that is an actual concern. Faith should be feeling some urgency at this point.
You know,
if you haven't got a date yet.
We downplayed Faith's concerns. All through since week one. Mm-hmm. But now, hey, you know what? Maybe we were, sorry, Faith, we were wrong.
Hometowns are right
you should
around
be
the corner.
A little concerned.
Oh, well, we weren't wrong then, but now it's go time. You really have to get a date soon.
My prediction is she gets a date next week. Has to.
She either gets a date next week or she goes home.
Or she goes home. Yeah, one or the other. But I think Gary likes her, so I think she'll get a date.
Group date is pickleball. If you're going to be with Gary, you will be playing pickleball night in and night out, two-a-days in the
serious
spring.
Pickleball. This isn't joke around pickleball either. This isn't
a hobby.
You know, we're keeping score. Oh. And I'm a fucking take it to you. Okay? I'm taking it to you. I'm coming hard. I'm not taking it easy. If you lose every game, that's how it goes. Nice at everything else, but when it comes to the pickleball court,
he's a killer.
It's serious business, and I'm a killer.
It's a lifestyle, and Ellen already lives that lifestyle. 4 days a week, she's out there grinding, which actually, the way she talks about it, the way she acts about it, I figured she's no days off, Ellen.
That's fair. Seeing her play, Rim, left a little to be desired. Oh. You know, I
thought you were a pro.
I just thought you would have came a little hard. I just would have thought you would have been a little better. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's been her identity to this point.
It's your identity. I would have thought you would have wiped the floor with
you better
these
wax
women.
These folks.
But it wasn't really the case.
Next Bachelor Joey makes an appearance. Tennis pro in his own right.
This is what they call in the wrestling business, getting a rub, Rim. Gary is giving Joey, Joey is getting a rub from Gary, the best bachelor of all time. It's like when LA Knight came out just last week with John Cena, the
it's
GOAT,
exactly like that.
Was giving LA Knight, the up-and-comer, a rub. And it works, folks, because now I think higher of Joey. Wow, Joey. If Gary likes you, I like you. Not that I dislike Joey, but now I like him even more.
At the time, they probably thought the reverse was occurring when they filmed this.
They thought Joey was getting Gary a bump.
No.
But no, Gary is giving Joey a ratings bump. More people will watch Joey because he's associated with Gary. He got the big star rub.
I hope Gary, after this, spends the rest of his days fulfilling Make-A-Wish dreams like John Cena, Gary Cena. I think that would be a great use of his time. Once again, I've been deceived by a preview. I was going in on April in my notes about how she faked this. The fall was obviously fake, and I was like, oh, yeah. April is full of shit. And then
she winked at the camera.
Yeah, but she admitted it.
Yeah,
so.
Of course it was fake. I'm playing this up. Hell yeah.
I guess I should have
known.
Playing
the game.
In the preview, they showed her like on the ground going, I think I broke my ankle. But the way she was sitting on the ground was very
she
like
wasn't
comfortable.
Even, she was comfortably. I will say she was running. When she was running around, I don't know. I don't really know what she was running for like she was. But she was running. I was concerned
for
her
to lay down.
So I thought maybe she actually did break her ankle. But yeah, once I saw her laying down and there was no pain. There was no pain at all, by the way. If you break your ankle, I'm pretty sure there's some pain there. She's laying casually, like you'd lay on the couch.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Classic April got some time. I liked it.
I love April.
Past tense. No spoilers. Trista announces a tournament with the winning team featured in Pickleball Magazine, which is a real magazine with a bad name, in my opinion.
It's Real Pickleball Magazine? Is that what it's called?
In Pickleball.
In Pickleball is what it's called.
Yeah.
I-N Pickleball?
Yeah, I guess it's one word with the P capitalized. You know how they do.
I-N Pickleball.
Yeah, I went to the website. It's a good site.
Capital P.
Got some good journalists covering the sport there. A lot of cross promo. A lot of celebs
in the
game.
Yeah, I don't love
the
name.
Ellen loses her shit at the prospect of this. She's a day one subscriber, I would guess. Premium member, card carrying, in Pickleball member subscriber. A little much from Ellen on the pickleball. I mean, the way she reacted to this, I was like, all right, Ellen, we get it.
You're
a pickleball person.
We get it.
Take a step back. Group date, not an Ellen date.
Relax. Just relax.
Oh, you guys don't even get how big that is. Well, we don't. And we're fine living that way, continuing to move forward without that knowledge.
And based on seeing you play, I mean,
they let anybody in
this
mag.
You're not that good. I mean, you're not that good. I don't know what to tell you.
Kathy and Ellen versus April and Faith is the first matchup. Ellen showing off. Reminded me of DeMario on Rachel's season. Ellen and DeMario, two peas in a pod.
Two athletes, special athletes on this show. I like the names of all the teams. You got the Purple Pickleheads, you got the Picklelicious Paddles, you got the Pinky Dinkies, you got the Picklets, and you got the Bitchin' Kitchen, I think, or something like that. Bitchin'
Kitchens?
Yeah,
that's like the Heat. That's a concept more than a mascot.
The kitchen, I think, is the front squares, isn't it?
Oh, well, there, AB, pickleball AB.
I believe the kitchen is the front squares where you can't, I don't think you can volley it. You can't hit it in the air. You got to let it drop. So you can't be in that, you can't be in the kitchen, I believe. This could be entirely wrong, but that's
just. I like
it.
You know what? If that's not the case,
I don't think you can
be
in the kitchen.
Rule. Yeah.
Stay out of the kitchen, I believe. So Bitchin' Kitchen.
Awesome name, then.
Is an awesome name. Yeah. I believe.
Ellen says he keeps winking at me.
I didn't see any winks.
It's sunny out. He's just blinking.
No, it's
deer. He's not
winking at you.
You. Yeah.
He's we're kind of going in on Ellen. I didn't expect to hammer Ellen on a...
It was a big Ellen episode, but we're getting her the business.
Well, you know, if you're going to be a pickleball person and then you're just an average pickleball player,
you know,
and you're talking about it all episode, you're being annoying about it, we're going to let you hear it.
I expected some big time slams from Ellen.
Yeah.
Whatever they call them, pickles? Or they call them... cucumbers when you go crazy in the court. I don't know.
When you go nuts on a slam.
Well, Sandra had the highlight.
Sandra.
Risked life and limb, something I would not
did not have worth done it.
In this scenario.
Can I say this, Ram?
Yeah.
She did a dive into the crowd, really, you know, laid it all on the line.
Yeah.
A crowd didn't catch her.
Sandra Rodman.
I don't know why.
Well, it's a tournament. What? They don't want to be, they can't have interference in the... This is a real game.
You gotta grab her. If you see a 75-year-old, she's 75 years old. You see a 75-year-old woman flying at you. You don't go,
hey.
Let her fly by you. You grab her so she gently. It's a little gentle. I was concerned by that.
Don't want to get her DQ'd. Jesse revealed that Sandra is playing not only with two artificial knees, but while missing her daughter's wedding. We will revisit that later. I found that to be concerning.
See, I didn't.
My hope and my guess is that it's a second or third.
Second wedding.
Wedding.
That's why I'm thinking.
Or she hates the son. She doesn't get along with the son-in-law.
I don't think it's that.
I'm hoping.
I think it's a second wedding. I mean, she's 75 years old. Her daughter's like 50 probably. So it's more than likely their second or third wedding. You know what? Second wedding. First wedding is less than or is greater than The Bachelor. Second or third wedding.
Second wedding
you put below. Yeah. I put below The Bachelor.
I'd put second above and third below.
Oh, you'd put second above? Really?
Yeah.
Second wedding.
Second weddings
even
above.
After seeing their FaceTime later.
That didn't affect my rankings, no.
They weren't even, it wasn't really that big. They weren't dressed, it was nothing. No big deal. It might have been a courthouse for all we know, Rim.
It might have been a courthouse.
Just a courthouse wedding.
Still, second, I'm there. How about this?
Let's look at it from Bachelor?
Through Gary's eyes.
A chance?
Through Gary's eyes. Do you think Gary would have been at his daughter's second wedding? Over this?
Gary wouldn't have missed a fifth wedding, Rim.
I know.
For anything in this world.
And I think that matters for their connection. Their values are in different spots.
You sold me. I can't imagine Gary missing any wedding. I don't care how many times you've gotten
Gary
married.
Miss
I'm
his
still
neighbor's
there for
wedding.
You.
Yeah.
But if it was me, one of my kids gets married for the second time or third time, I'm happy for you. But if the opportunity of a lifetime comes around... We're talking about opportunities of a lifetime here, Rim. We're not talking about just missing it for nothing. Listen, I signed up for the Golden Bachelor before you got engaged. They've been running these Golden Bachelor ads for 2 years.
That's
I signed up in 2020.
That's true. Before she met the guy.
Before you even met him.
That's context. Play begins in the championship match, and it is quite exciting.
Well, Gary loves the sport so much, he can just watch pickleball. he doesn't have to be playing. He can watch it.
I like a good volley. And there were some crazy volleys here. Kathy and Ellen do take it home. Big smooches from Gary after the game. Come here, babe. Two honeys on his arm. Gary, living large.
Gary kisses Ellen and then moves right to kissing Kathy. There was a little cut, so I'm not...
I've
never seen anything like that from a Bachelor. They kiss two people right next to each other without
it was
even
like a game.
I wouldn't even say there was a mouth wipe from Gary.
It was like a
between Ellen and Kathy.
This is Gary. It was like he was on a bachelorette party treasure hunt deal where he had to like do the he had to kiss as number of people. Gary was going crazy. He would have kissed some people in the audience if they were close enough.
We had someone in the Facebook group post that they were at the date. Emily was at the pickleball date. She was on camera though a bunch, apparently. She posted pictures from it. I need Emily to confirm, did he really just kiss them back to back like that, or was there some time in between? I need a confirmation of
that.
It's actually the most important thing going on in my life is the answer
to
that question. There was a small cut in the camera,
yeah,
but it didn't, it fit so smoothly that it seemed it happened.
From right to left. Bang, bang.
It seemed like he kissed him. That's actually one of the most crazy things I've ever seen happen on this show, if that's what he did. And it worked, and like nobody was mad.
He kissed either of them, yeah.
He kissed both of them back to back? Damn, Gary.
Miami Vice, Gary, post game. After the event, after the date, elevated casual Gary, the lady killer. Saunders first.
The lady smoocher.
Mm-hmm. He asks about her daughter's wedding, and we've come to an agreement on this that it's all good that Saunders came, but Gary was uneasy. I would say he was a little uneasy. Like, tell me more about this wedding.
Yeah,
was it
what's
a big deal
here?
Or not a big deal? And Saunders was like, nah.
Nah, not a big deal.
My daughter told me, my daughter said it's all good, so. They FaceTimed her, as you mentioned, which Saunders appreciated.
I'll say this, Rem. In my opinion, the daughter really couldn't be bothered. And it was very loud in the room. It's like, hey, it's the Golden Bachelor here on ABC. Can you fucking get to a ABC. Quiet room, please? Like, what's going on here? It's the Golden Bachelor.
It is the Golden Bachelor.
What are we doing?
She was acting like it was the Golden
Bachelor. You know, there's a lot going on around me. Can you call back? It's like, no, we're on ABC. Please walk out of the room and get to a quiet space.
I'm going to have to run that back. I kind of agree.
It was loud in the room.
Big movement for Saunders, though. Just getting attention. We haven't seen much of Saunders lately.
Yeah.
Teresa and Kathy, Godzilla versus Kong.
You're asking, I'm telling.
Teresa's actually asking this time around. She wants to make sure everything's good. And Kathy...
You're asking, Teresa. I'm telling.
That's right. Okay, I get it. And Kathy is the one who's telling.
You're asking, I'm telling. This is the name of the game. This is asking.
Yeah.
You ask, we tell.
It's very confusing for me to know.
Teresa asks,
who's talking
we're going to tell you.
Well, Kathy tells her straight up, shut your fucking mouth. That's basically what she said. Don't step to me. I'm tired of
this. Have you ever considered shutting the fuck up? Have you ever thought about that? Has that ever crossed
your
mind?
Fucking ass and get out of my face, Teresa. I never want to see your ass again.
God,
that's
damn,
how this
shut
went.
The fuck that's up. Shut the fuck up, please. I'm begging you.
Teresa, I'm not going to say it again. I fucking had it with your ass. I think Kathy obviously is being over the top. I also think Teresa, as we said earlier, genuinely does not understand.
Rim, she asked her two times.
Yeah.
She asked her once nicely. She asked her once directly to her face on the stairs. Hey, stop sharing shit. She then shared two more times. It's time to step it up.
It's time to zip it.
Time to tell her to shut the fuck up. At that point, it's no more, asking, I'm telling very curtly at this point.
Kurt Cathy. There was a moment, this probably isn't even worth saying, but there was a moment when Kathy proposed her hypothetical. And she says, I'm going to tell you
hypothetical.
What. Okay, but I paused it after she said it because I thought she was being sincere. She said, I'm going to tell you what, Gary and I had a private date last night and he's going to send you home. She said that and I go, is Kathy being serious?
You thought it was real?
That's the most outrageous lie I've ever heard on television. And then she said, I'm just fucking with you. Don't talk to me.
That's a scenario.
Yeah, which is a totally ridiculous comparison from Kathy.
Has your dumbass ever heard of the don't kiss and tell? You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Is that something you've ever heard in your long-ass life?
I don't think Teresa has ever heard that, honestly. If you introduce the concept of don't kiss and tell to Teresa, she'd be like, I'm unaware of this.
I'm not familiar with that, actually.
I thought we shared this stuff. So yeah, classic strong arm tactics from Askin.
Teresa ends it by saying, I speak too much, but it's not malicious. And that's where I sit with Teresa. I believe her.
I do
too. She just overshares a little bit. She doesn't mean it in any way. And she doesn't quite understand the concept of kissing and telling.
Yeah. I agree. For me, the most outrageous thing Teresa ever did was when the Trista Suter thing. Teresa was like, well, I'm the bachelorette. I was the first bachelorette. And Teresa was like, oh, me too. I was like, no. No, not at all.
Let me tell you about my date, my intimate date.
I'd roll my eyes too. I'd go, zip it, Teresa, if I were in the room.
Shut the fuck up, Teresa.
Montage of one-on-one conversations. Gary into Ellen Pickleball's skills and style. Faith says she can see him fitting into her life. I call her Fading Faith. She's fading away.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Teresa and Gary. I love these next two scenes with Teresa and Gary and Gary and Kathy. Because it's the first time we see Gary a bit perturbed. He was, I don't know about this. Teresa felt that her and Kathy are friends, so we can say whatever. She wants to hear this, I want to hear it. That's what we talk
tattletale.
About.
Tattletale.
Teresa?
Yeah, Teresa's a tattletale. She went running to dad. Tell on Kathy.
No.
That's
no,
a tattletale,
no,
Rim.
No,
I've seen
no,
that
no,
a million
no,
times
no,
before.
No. That's not what
she
happened
here. She was being
here.
Mean to me.
No, that's not what happened here.
That's exactly
he
what
asked,
happened.
He asked. He opened the conversation. I go, I'm curious about this feud with Kathy because Kathy was the one who told him at the cocktail party.
Okay.
Off base.
That's fair.
Gary opened
that's
it
fair.
Up.
That's fair.
Obviously, Teresa was happy to spill the details. Then Gary and Kathy. Kathy explains that she finds Teresa, how she discusses their deep connection with Gary, to be hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kathy hasn't had time, and Gary's not having it. He's not happy about the rift.
Well, Rim, I've seen this look on Gary's face a million times before. I've seen this look. I've made this look. A look I give my kids all the time.
Yeah,
I don't give a
generic Midwest dad
about this
face.
Argument. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. Figure it out and leave me out
of
it.
Baby. These are aggressive F-bombs.
Figure it the fuck out and leave me out of it. Or I'm going to lose it. That's what Gary's eyes showed me. I'm going to lose it. If you two keep bickering like this, I'm going to lose it.
I would pay last money chance. I would pay money to see Gary lose
Gary,
it.
Gary had, this is your last chance eyes, okay? I don't care what you're talking about. This minor thing you two keep bringing to my attention. If you keep it up, I'm going to lose it on both of you, okay?
Teresa and Kathy in the back of the van. Long
back
trip.
Back of the van.
Just won't stop hitting
silent,
each other.
Silent. Because dad yelled at them.
Yeah,
silent.
Yeah, this was Gary's version
oh,
of
shit.
He's serious this time.
He's serious. He's not fucking around. We better stop.
I didn't think I'd like dumb drama on this show. That was the appeal for the first two episodes. But this Teresa Kathy thing has been not,
I don't think this is
not
dumb
that
drama.
Much. And well, it's dumb drama, and it's the classic thing we've seen 1,000 times on the show. It is. I am having fun seeing older people hash it out. Because even mm-hmm. if they go about it the same way, they're using different phrases that make me laugh.
Of course. Yeah.
I am not happy about this little rift here. That's just not how Nick Vile would have handled this.
Nope.
Anyway, Gary offers Sandra the rose because she missed her daughter's wedding.
That's fair.
Leslie one-on-one date. The sexy dancer never dated a guy like Gary.
Did you date Prince?
I would argue that she has. Both men have auras, have they're great speakers. They have a magnetism about them.
Something about them when they walk into a room.
Yeah.
All eyes on them.
They have a glow.
Mm-hmm.
Gary's from a tanning bed, Prince from who knows what else, but these are similar. These are actually similar people.
Agreed.
No one got injured on the group date, so they decide to press their luck and
yeah,
throw them in ATVs.
What the fuck's going on? Hey, can we slow down and ask what the hell's going on here?
Now,
ABC?
Gary's an ATV man, AB.
He
and
is,
they're wearing
but
helmets.
Was there helmets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was concerned. I was
they're
very
dangerous,
concerned.
They're dangerous
both
vehicles.
Them. I don't think they should have pushed their luck after the pickleball thing. But which someone did get injured on, by the way.
Yeah,
maybe.
Which they skipped over.
Possibly.
Strangely. Oh,
we'll see.
Stay tuned. Gary's comfortable behind the handlebars.
Of course.
He'd be more comfortable with a babe behind him. We'll rectify that later. She was nervous, but Gary made her feel safe. Even before they talk on this date, Leslie's telling the camera, this could be the man she's been searching for. An ATV man. Anything else on that portion?
No, I just wanted him to be careful on those things. Sure. I really did.
Back at the house. The ladies play a very graphic game of Never Have I Ever. One of the more mm-hmm. graphic scenes in the history of the show.
They're having fun. These ladies are having fun. Pints ice cream.
I would. Kathy had a great line. Get Sandra another pint. She's she's done all this
she's
shit.
She's plowing through the ice cream. She's done everything.
I would have liked to. I didn't take down who kissed another woman's husband. I would have liked to see Gary's reaction to that.
Mm.
Susan.
Oh, my.
Anyway, that was a fun
scene.
What a
delightful cast. That's all this season was. What a delightful cast.
I mean, we go back at the house and it's just people laying around going, I don't even know what they say. It's not memorable what they're doing on the regular show. This is a fun group.
Well, they're squabbling about little things that nobody gives a shit about. These girls are having fun with each other because they're friends forever. Lifelong
friends.
Friends
forever. Even Kathy and Teresa, probably.
Kathy and Teresa will definitely be at each other's weddings.
Yeah, that goes without saying. That's just respect.
Of course.
Back on the date, Leslie doesn't feel like she's ever had a true partnership. She's been divorced twice, single mother. Last marriage ended 22 years ago. And she is so into Gary that she would have left the show by now if it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which prompts a smooch.
Big smooch.
Blah, blah, blah. I want to get to the part where Gary has a lion tattoo. He has a big lion tattoo on his right shoulder.
You learn something new and exciting about Gary every week. You really do. Yeah. You just learn something new about the man that you love. I love his tattoo. I didn't know he had it.
After then, they're in the hot tub. They're in the hot tub.
In the hot tub.
And he offers her the rose, and they kiss aggressively.
Yeah, they sure
hardcore
shit did.
Make out.
Yeah, they really did. Here's to those beautiful blue eyes.
AB, you beat Leslie.
Okay.
He offers her the rose, and then she goes, I will. Thank you, Gary.
I will. Thank you, Gary.
Not yet. Well, I got to do the first part.
Okay.
Leslie, will you accept this rose?
I will. Thank you, Gary.
Uh-huh.
That's what he did.
Uh-huh.
And then they kiss.
It's just a great fucking show.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Cocktail party.
Can't get over that lion tattoo on his shoulder.
Bow.
It came out of nowhere.
Look,
really
off and
stopped me in my tracks. You didn't know I had this bad boy, did you? You didn't know about this. None of you did.
Gary Lesnar. Cocktail party. Sandra's out of commission.
The ladies are hurting. Okay. They went a little too hard. They had pickleball. They had pints of ice cream. There's people that are lactose intolerant.
That's right. Sandra's lactose
it's a
intolerant.
Tough week. Tough week.
Sandra had a day. She definitely is
she really did.
Reeling from the pain caused by that dive into
she
the
crowd. She dove into
the crowd,
and then she ate ice cream.
Yeah. She's in rough shape, Sandra is. She didn't even go to the rose ceremony later.
She didn't go to anything.
She was out
she
for
didn't
the day.
Go, she did not do anything that next day.
Yeah, she had a rose. If she didn't have a rose, I would have liked to see her try to power through it. Nancy also got a stress fracture, which I have... Now putting quotes in my mind based on what AB says.
Yeah.
You know, have a reason for that?
I just think it's a good way to get out of the day. You know you're going home probably. You say, you know, hey, Gary, you know, I don't really want to, I don't think we have anything. I don't, but I also don't want to stand through this rose ceremony. I got the stress fracture. Can I just skedaddle right now? I think Nancy said, you know what? Pickleball's not for me. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me fake that. Let me get a boot. Let me get the boot. Put that on. I'll get out of here.
I love that theory.
I'll be at dinner. I can go to dinner tonight.
She knows that Gary would have her out there doing drills on their first day together. And that's not her lifestyle.
The sport's not for me. I'm not going to be a pickleball lady. That's just not something I'm going to do.
On top of that, standing at the rose ceremony is a legitimate issue, as we saw Natasha describe. So if you really don't want to,
I don't want to be there.
Do that. Give me a boot.
Give me a boot. I'll fake a boot. I'll fake an injury.
Happily fake an injury.
No problem.
You're never going to believe this, but Gary gave a terrific speech before grabbing Susan first. Susan has got that shit on. She's stepping out in the bright pink. She's got the hair up. Susan said, I feel like this might be my last one. This is my big outfit for.
It's time to show out.
Yeah. And she did.
I wrote here, hey, I like Susan.
Okay? Oh, Susan's great. She's hilarious.
I thought Susan was going to be a joke, mostly because she looks like Kris Jenner. It made me think she was here for the wrong reasons. I don't think that anymore. I like Susan.
Yeah.
Wait to find out where she is on my favorites power rankings.
Yeah, the hangout list.
The hangout list. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gary's obsessed with rocks and minerals, and in fact, probably owns a stake in a local rock shop.
I fucking told your ass that was his geode on that table.
That's
rim.
A fact.
I told you. I tried telling you people that was his geode, personal geode. This man is a rock man, okay?
He definitely digs for rocks in his backyard.
Absolutely.
You got the pan.
He goes on rock excursions.
Yeah, in the lake there.
Of course.
So he got Susan some rose quartz, which is associated with empathy and strength, two traits Susan shares with his late wife, Tony. Obviously, Susan touched. They kiss.
The greatest compliment I could give someone is that they remind
him
of Tony.
He has been throwing out a lot of Tony. Like, if
do you think
he told the Natasha, you hug just like my wife? There's a lot of that going around.
Well, that's the love of his life, Rim. He wants to. Do you think that brings me to this question, Rim? Do you think he's looking for who makes him happiest or who reminds him most of Tony?
That is. Is it not?
I don't know if those are the same thing necessarily, but
let's assume
do you
not.
Think he's going to be looking for whoever's most like her?
I kind of hope not. I can't explain why, but I don't think I lean. No, I lean. He's not. I think Gary's got a hold of.
He brings her up a lot.
He does. I think he's got a hold of what this is.
Sure.
Inside, Kathy asks about Susan's
quartz. Well, hold up. Susan, they shared a deep makeout outside.
Yeah.
One of the best kisses of the season, in my opinion. Deep. Passionate.
What do you mean by deep?
They were deep inside each other's mouths, Rim. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's nice. Exactly what I mean. It's exactly what it sounds
like. I just wanted you to say it out loud. Little tongue.
Ain't rocket science, what I'm saying.
Inside, Kathy asks about Susan's quartz.
I'm starting to wonder if Kathy's just a fucking gigantic hater.
You're starting to wonder that?
I'm starting to wonder.
Stockholm syndrome as an asking member.
She's just walking around the house mad at other people's relationships. Let me bring that quartz over here. What's in that box?
What do you got there?
Let me see
Get that fucking quartz out of my face.
Can't believe you'd show that to me.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't seem to mind that Susan told her what it was.
If it was Teresa,
she would have slapped it out of her hand.
Absolutely, she would have.
Gary checks on Sandra, of course. Ellen and Gary. This was the scene of the season. And a season with many great scenes. The more she gets to know him, the more nervous she gets.
This isn't the scene of the season.
Yeah,
the scene of the season is when Don't Stop Believing was playing and Gary...
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Right after Gary said Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
That's the scene of the season.
I watched that.
Let's not speak out of turn here.
Yeah, Rosecast Podcast on Instagram. And I made that video to post that clip. I watched that 100 times. I'm like, this kicks so much ass. I can't even believe how good this scene was. Anyway, all right, let's get to this boring ass thing with Alan and Gary by comparison. Long story short, Ellen tells Gary she's falling in love with him. Sincerity level, 0 to 100, AB.
Six.
What?
Oh, 0 to 100?
Yeah.
60.
Okay, I wrote 100.
You think she's sincere? Yeah. She really has fallen in love?
He is too. Now, I want to think that these are people who are aware of their emotions and confident in their feelings and know that what they are saying holds real weight, unlike everyone else on these shows.
I'm
going
to bump
it
up to 85.
Okay, 85.
60's low.
I want to think that, but there's also, could it be that they are just so excited to be feeling
swept
these
up.
Feelings for all, yeah, swept up. It's been so long since I've said I love you to someone for the first time. And as Ellen has said and others have said, I didn't think I would ever feel this way about someone again. Part of me, maybe I shouldn't say 100 either. Maybe I should also say 85, because you have to make room for the possibility that they are swept up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to believe, and I do. I enjoyed the moment.
Gary says he's in the same place as her.
I think my prediction is Ellen is the one he's devastated to break up with later.
That's a good prediction.
Thank you. Because this is the first one. If he doesn't end up with her, I think he'll feel worse than breaking the other's hearts.
I think Ellen might win this thing.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the power rankings.
Not mine.
Well, stay tuned
but
for mine.
Your power rankings.
Stay tuned for mine. Where will Ellen land? Gary understands after this moment that this is real now. This is a big responsibility. And I'd say within 15 seconds, Nancy is crying and being sent home. That's how fast that went.
She's out of here.
She says, hey, I feel like I'm on the outside looking in. And he's like, I'm not going to dispute that. You are.
Mm-hmm.
And starts welling up like a baby, would you say? Run that scene back. Rose ceremony. Leslie has a one-on-one date rose. Sandra has a group rose.
And she's up in the bed.
In bed, yeah.
In bed.
So there are only four to give out. Ellen gets the first one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he didn't go, Ellen, my queen. Please take this first rose. Faith gets a second rose. I call her fake Faith. Fading Faith.
What's the deal there, Rim?
Fake Faith. That's what I said last week, was that she was
first
putting on a
fallen
show.
Fallen Faith. What did you say earlier?
Fading Faith.
Faith. You got fake Faith.
She's fake Faith what, last week? Fading Faith this week?
I just think she's probably too young for him.
That is something we should probably acknowledge. How interested will the 60-year-olds, if you've buried a spouse, will you be in signing up to likely do that again? As Gary
That's
is 12 years older.
Yeah.
You don't know. You never know, but it's, I don't
know.
I think it's
a hard life for him. He's lived.
You saw that tattoo. He's seen some things.
That's a tattoo when you've come out the other side of some shit.
Where are we at here? Susan and Teresa get the last two. Obviously, Kathy was going home. There's no chance Gary was giving Kathy a rose. Get serious.
Obviously.
Kathy, April, and Nancy are out.
Asking.
Yeah, wow. Jeez. Only Susan remains from Asking. And she was in
Askin's
it more for the social
dead.
Aspect.
Susan wasn't even a... Susan wasn't really a part of Asking.
No.
It was April and Kathy. Nancy, not really either.
Not even, yeah.
But you have three fourths
to get in with the cool older girls.
You have Hogan, Nash, and Hall gone from NWO. You might as well disband the group. It's dead.
I hate that you said that because I was already planning to do a Hogan, Nash, and Hall Asking. Making the Asking shirts. Put their faces on the photo. Gary walks Kathy out. Surprised he walked Kathy out, given how it ended with him.
Well, he's still a gentleman, Rim.
He's got a big heart, yeah.
He's got a big heart, okay? He can't stay mad at you. No. Gary can never stay mad at you. You know that.
No. Only six people left the week after next is hometowns. It's not, though. I mean, we started with like 22.
It feels like we just started last week.
We're halfway through. There's probably only going to be 8 episodes, maybe plus an after the final rose.
Wow.
It's going to be an 8-hour show compared to 24 normally.
Yeah. And it feels like it.
Yeah. Let's hear your hangout rankings.
Okay. Only people remaining, obviously. I'm going to start from the top, and I'm going to go with Susan Rim. Susan's number one.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to say Faith number two, Rim. And here's why I don't have Sandra number two. The dairy. The dairy thing. I have a problem hanging out. We can't order anything. Shit and split
an ice cream, man.
I like ice cream. I like dairy. I like cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So Sandra's number three. That's my list. Only ones I'd hang out with. That's not true.
Yeah, I take that back.
That's not true. I'd hang out with some of these ladies otherwise, but those are my top three.
You want to hit Leslie maybe just to hear her stories and test the veracity of her claims?
No, I'm kind of annoyed by Leslie. I don't like her brand. That's just something doesn't click with me and her.
I was so excited to get to the tattoo bit that I forgot to mention, I don't think they are connect. Their connection isn't connected either. At all. It just isn't there
for
me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's not there for me.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like a good fit to me.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Here are my power rankings after week four. There's only six left, so everybody's ranked. Number six is Susan.
Oh, damn. The pink quartz?
No, he gives out quartz.
Didn't do anything for you?
He gives out quartz like those on the Las Vegas Strip. They're handing out those cards. Gary's just flacking quartz against his thumb. Number five is Leslie, who dropped two spots after her one-on-one date. That's how little I buy into their connection.
That's tough. I don't disagree, though.
Number four, Sandra. She first time ranked. She got that group date rose. Number three, Faith. Maybe I should put Faith behind Sandra. I don't know. Number three is Faith for now. Number two, Teresa.
I feel like
same
Faith
spot
doesn't
as last
act
week.
As young as Leslie. She's the youngest on the show.
I think they're both 60, yeah.
I can still... Well, Leslie's 64. Faith is 60. Oh. I got it right here. Faith is 60. But she doesn't act as young as Leslie. And I can see that... I still see something there between those two. I'm not really willing to write her off because of the age yet.
I dropped Faith down two spots. She was number one last week. I really can't explain why she dropped. I guess... Well, first, she dropped behind
other
Ellen, obviously. Ellen zoomed past a bunch of people, yep. And Teresa is staying put at number two. Teresa can win. Ellen can win.
Faith can win, I think.
Faith can win. That's, I guess, a good way to look at it. Sandra, Leslie, Susan, I don't see any of them winning.
Yeah, you don't see the same connection. But you never know. We still are going to have, with this show, with these shows, there's always a riser out of nowhere. And who's that going to be? I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. It could be any of those three, to be honest.
Who do you see Gary ending up with? 773-234-7794. That's this week's mailbag question. Here are some responses from last week. Erica from Arizona says, I'm so glad I'm not alone about Faith. My sus alarms went off when she said the cliche, I'm not like other girls, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, wow.
She seems fake to me, and it's not blatant, but it's enough to make me raise an eyebrow in her general direction. Erica got an eye on Faith. The go where the road takes me conversation didn't help her case either. I'm curious to see if more people will start to see this too as the season progresses. Thank you, Erica. 319 area code. I believe that the Rosecast is also the number one Golden Bachelor Gary analysis team.
I pride myself on that.
Rosecast knows Gary to the core. They know what he's thinking. They've met 1,000 Garys. The reason is that Gary is actually from Iowa and only retired to Indiana. This positions the Rosecast as Gary insiders, and it shows in the analysis. P.S. The only time Gary swears is when he's watching a Brian Ferentz-led offense. Thank you, 309.
Well said.
Yeah. You know, I don't like nepotism. I just don't.
Don't you just feel good on Saturdays when you're watching the Iowa games and knowing Gary's watching too? Watching
it
the same thing you're watching, Rim. Makes me feel
warm.
A little better.
Yeah. 812 area code. As a fellow Hoosier, I have to point out that the great Ben Higgins and Golden Gary Turner are both from Indiana. We don't have much in Indiana, but apparently we make some great guys. Thank you, 812. 781 says, I'd empty my bank account if I saw a DX-style Askin jersey or Askin 316 shirt in the merch store. Was that from you?
Askin 316 is nuts. That goes crazy hard. Rim. Askin 316, that is something.
Yeah. Valerie from Pennsylvania, all these women on the Golden Bachelor are talking about having another chance at love. Meanwhile, I'm giddy about having another chance to actually enjoy watching The Bachelor again. I'm pretty certain about who is going to make hometowns, but I'm genuinely unsure about who Gary is going to pick, and it really reminds me of the good old days of the show. I really hope they continue on with Golden Bachelorette, although I think casting a good group of 60 to 75-year-old men will prove to be much more challenging. We'll see. Valerie from PA. Next week's question, who do you think's going to win? Who can win? Who can win?
I got some headlines for you, Rim.
773-234-7794. Let's hear them.
These are just fun, loving headlines of the week. New York Times. You ever heard of it? The Golden Bachelor brings something new to the mansion. Grief.
Yeah.
Found that article interesting. The Golden Bachelor Recap, Entertainment Weekly, Love and Pickleball. That's a great name. Throw that on a shirt. Jesse Palmer says Golden Bachelor women made time with Gary count. That's the good thing about they're not wasting time out here. Mm-hmm. We're not wasting time. Everything's serious, okay? And that's it.
Great headlines. I'm so glad we're on this journey together.
Me too. Us and Gary.
This golden journey, yeah.
Everyone
feels like they're in it with Gary, the man. We care about the man. I typically, you know, kind of don't all the time. I'm just watching, having fun. Now I want.
Well, the really thing about it is,
good things.
I'm very confident Gary, current day, is with whoever he picked.
Do you expect an engagement? I am too,
yeah,
by the way.
I do.
I don't.
And I think they're still together. You don't expect an engagement?
No, I think they put more value on an engagement. An engagement for the young kids is like just getting points on the.
But a lot of times at that age, you move a lot faster.
Perhaps.
You don't want to waste time.
There is the elephant in the room of where everyone lives. Mm-hmm. I don't.
That's tricky.
We say, oh, you can, it's easier to, you know, maybe they can have two houses, but I don't know. Who wants to travel back and forth a long way?
Yeah. We'll have to figure that out over the next couple weeks.
We will.
But I feel very confident he's with someone currently. And that's not usually.
Unless he slept with
usually
three of them
the
and
opposite.
Told three of them he loves them, which is still on the table.
Yeah, I could see that. He's with three women. I could see that.
All right. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you next week or tomorrow. Paradise tomorrow if you're watching that. Great season.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.